The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 24th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
O my mother, O virtuous lady, these are the qualities of great devotees who are freed from all attachment. You must seek attachment unto such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment.
Tāyete sādhavasyādhi sarva-saṅga vivarjitā saṅga-steṣu atha te pārthya saṅga-doṣu harāhite. So, at our present moment, we are saṅga-dosa-yukta. We are contaminated by the attachment of modes of material nature. Some of us contaminated by the satogun. Some of us are contaminated by the rajogun. And some of us are contaminated by the tamogun. So out of the three, the rajogun and tamogun is very dangerous. Rajastamo bhava. Rajogun and tamogun means kamalobha dayasya. To be contaminated by lusty desires and greediness. So, one has to overcome in the beginning at least the contamination by rajogun and tamo. At the present moment, especially in this age, the contamination of tamogun is very prominent and little rajogun also, but satogun is practically nil in this age, Kali Yuga. It is said in the Shastra that satogun will be practically nil, rajastam. And the aim of life is to become free from all the contaminations, even satogun contamination. This has been explained in the Bhagavad Gita very nicely in the 14th chapter, how to become not contaminated, disinfected. So, here Kapildeva advises that, mother, if you want to be disinfected, uncontaminated by this material nature, then you associate with sadhu. That was the beginning. Prasangam ajarapasam atmano kavayo vidu saiva sadhu sukrita mokshadaram apavritam. This was the beginning, how to become uncontaminated. We have got some attachment to the material modes of nature. That is the cause of our bondage. Now, if we want to be free from this bondage, uncontaminated, then the same attachment should be transferred to the sadhu. Saiva sadhu sukrita, the same attachment. Everyone has got attachment. Nobody is free of attachment. The Mayavadi philosophy, they say, they stop this attachment. The Buddha philosophy says that make this attachment zero. This is also a little advancement. But it is not possible to make our attachment zero. That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad, Parang Dishtya Nivartate. Just like a child has got attachment for playing, and gradually his attachment should be transferred for reading, going to school, education. But if you stop his attachment, then he will become mad. You must give something. Parang Dishtya Nivartate. Just like we are to the Western devotees, we are advising them, at least those who are accepted as our disciples, they must. No meat eating. They are accustomed to meat eating, but that how this meat eating has been stopped. We have given them nice things, kachori, singara, rasgulla. So they have given up meat eating. So you must give something more palatable, then detachment will be possible. First of all, nullify the attachment and then give him better attachment, then he'll forget. Param Dishtya Nivartate. You cannot force a living entity by force. That is the same example. A child has got attachment, but by some system, his attachment is turned over. Similarly, our consciousness is there. Somehow or other, it is now contaminated. So, gradually, this contaminated consciousness has to be purified. And then Krishna consciousness automatically will arise, will be awakened. Because the Krishna consciousness is original consciousness. Somehow or other, it is now covered by material attachment. So, how to give up this material attachment and become attached to Krishna, developing Krishna attachment, the process is sadhu sangha. That is, saiva sadhu sukrita mokshodaram abhavritam. We have got so many attachments for so many things in the material world. And if you simply, you cannot make it zero. That is not possible. You have to purify. Just like if there is some disease in the eyes, if you simply say, pluck it out, that is not treatment. Treatment is, you must remove the disease. If there is cataract by somewhere other, then your eyesight will be revived. Similarly, we have got desires. We have got kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. These are there. But you have to divert these things for Krishna's service. Kaam Krishna Karpatmani. Just like we have got very much attachment toward doing business for earning money and become very happy. So Krishna says, yes, you can do business, there is no harm. But you give me the result. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurusyatat madarpanam. He does not say that you have to do something particular. Of course, bhakti, but one who is not accepting bhakti cult immediately, to him Krishna says, all right, never mind. Whatever you do, that's all right. Jat karosi. He does not say that do this. yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, try to give it to me. That is the beginning of bhakti yoga. If you do business and you earn money and spend it for Krishna consciousness, that is also bhakti. That is also bhakti. Just like vivid example is Arjuna. Arjuna is a fighter. And by fighting, he became a devotee. Not by chanting Hare Krishna, but by fighting. Krishna advised him to fight. He was rather, because he was a Vaishnava, he was not willing to fight, to kill. Vaishnava does not like to kill. But if there is necessity, that's why Arjuna had to kill. That is by the order of Krishna, not by his own will. By his own will, Arjuna did not like to kill, to fight. That is Vaishnava's natural instinct. He does not wish to do harm or to kill anybody. But when a Vaishnava knows that Krishna wants it, he doesn't care for his own consideration. Never mind. That is practical example, Krishna. So similarly, sakarmana tam abharcha. Everyone has got his some particular duty, occupation. If by executing your occupational duty you worship Krishna, then your life is perfect. That is the instruction given in Srimad Bhagavatam Naimisharanya. Dijasrestha Vannasama Vibhagas. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi harito usanam. Atap pungbhi dijasrestha. Pungbhi by person. Everyone is engaged in some occupational duty. Formerly it was the varnasram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. Everyone has got some particular duty according to his position. Now, the different occupational duties have expanded. It doesn't matter if you are engineer, if you are medical man, if you are something else, it doesn't matter. Sakarmana tamampach. But try to serve Krishna by the result of your work. That is bhakti. That we have to learn. Our Krishna consciousness movement does not mean that we are going to stop all activities. No, this is not our mission. You be engaged in your activities, but don't forget Krishna. This is our mission. Be always Krishna conscious. Therefore Krishna says, how to become Krishna conscious? Yat karosi, whatever you do, kurusyatat madarpanam. The result you give me, then it will be Krishna consciousness. We always think that you are doing for Krishna. Of course, by the order of Krishna or by his representative, not whimsically. If you do something nonsense and if you think that I am doing for Krishna, that will not be accepted. It must be verified by the acceptance of Krishna and Krishna's or Krishna's representative. Arjuna did not fight without Krishna's order. Therefore, he must receive the order. If we say that we do not find Krishna, how shall I receive? Then Krishna's representative. That is sadhu. The Krishna's representative is sadhu. Therefore, Kapil Dev is advising here that you, mother, you associate with sadhus. Ete sadhava. He has described the symptoms of sadhu. By the last three, four slokas, he has described what is the symptom. Everything should be accepted by the symptom, characteristic. Not that anyone will come, I am a sadhu. No. We must know by the characteristic of sadhu. That has been described. Similarly, incarnation of God. Not that anyone will come and say, I am incarnation of God. That will not be accepted. We have to see the characteristics of God as they are stated in the Shastra. Then we can accept somebody as God by uncommon quality. So apart from God, now our present problem is that we are entangled by the infection of material qualities. Rajasthamabhava especially. Kamalobhadayasthaje cheto etai anabhidya sitasatte prasidati. We have to conquer over the quality, the infection of quality of rajasthama. And then we have to situate ourselves in satogun. Then we are in the safe position. And if we do not allow to be infected again by the rajagun and tamagun, if we keep ourselves purely in satogun, that is called suddha satta, simply purified satogun, then we will be able to understand what is Krishna, what is God. So, not only we have to acquire the qualities of satogun, satta, sama, saucha, arjava, titikhya, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. These are the characteristics of satogun. Truthful, so much so truthful that, as they are stated by commentators, that even an enemy asks some secret from you, you can say, suppose a thief has come, now what you have got in your box? So if you say, well, I have got so many thousands of rupees or hundreds, a truthfulness should be like that. Even to an enemy, it should be disclosed. That is called truthfulness. Satta, sama, dhamma, saucha, cleanliness, then controlling the mind, controlling the senses, simplicity, very simple in behavior, arjava, tidikha, tolerance, and full knowledge, vijnanam, practical application of knowledge, asrikam, full faith in Vedic literature and in God. These are the qualifications of satogun. So, everything can be attained very nicely and easily simply by this sadhu-sangha. Sadhu-sangha. Therefore, he repeatedly say that we are trying to create some sadhu so that in different parts of the world they will preach Krishna consciousness and people will be able to associate with them and they will become purified. This is Krishna consciousness. That sadhu sangha, it is very essential. People are suffering on account of being contaminated by the tamogun and rajogun, becoming entangled simply by lusty desires. Always. Just like cats and dogs. So, they are becoming more and more entangled. Unfortunately, they do not know that there is life after death, but they do not know what kind of life is going to happen next after death. They are blind, andha, andha jathan dairupaniyamana. Their leaders are also blind. They do not know what is the aim of life, what is the future of life. And they are leading them. They are also blind. Especially in this age, the human society is in great danger. They do not care what is next, but there is next life. We get it information from Krishna. Tatha dehantara prati. Dehantara prati there is. How we can deny it? The authority says. And we have got experience also. We are having dehantara from babyhood to childhood, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood. In this way, we are chained, so many bodies. Dehanta. This is called Dehanta. Similarly, after death there will be Dehanta. It is very reasonable. But people do not believe it. So this is our position. And the human life is the opportunity to stop this Dehanta. To stop this Dehanta, that is the main business. And how it can be done? Simply by understanding Krishna. And how you can understand Krishna? Simply by association of the devotees.
Yes.
It is not very difficult. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Rupa Goswami says. If you get some faith, now I shall become free from this material attachment. Then, as it is advised here, saiva sadhu sukrita, the attachment which have got for material enjoyment. Similar attachment should be for the sadhu. That's all. Suppose I want to drink. As I become mad without getting any drinking, similarly, when you become mad without sadhu sangha, then you are liberated. You have to simply divert the attachment. Not to speak of drinking. Even those who are smokers, if he cannot smoke for 1 hour, his throat becomes dried up. Give me biri, give me biri. So as you have got attachment for the biri, similar attachment for sadhu will be our liberation. Tat kita sadhusu. That is to be learned. That you can learn with sadhu sangha. If you mix with the sadhus. Therefore our mission is, if we can create some sadhu, and they distribute themselves all over the world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar hoi vaimarna. He wants that in every village, every town of the whole world, there may be a center of Krishna consciousness so that people will take advantage of it and they will also become sadhu. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness. So, the sadhus have been described in different way, titik sabha karunika suhida sarvadehinam, ajato satrava shanta sadhava sadhubhusana. We have discussed this verse. A sadhu, because everything you want to learn, you have to take some penance voluntarily. So, we have to give up something in the beginning. Just like we advise, no illicit sex, no intoxication, even after smoking biri and taking tea. So, one who is accustomed to these habits, for him to give up immediately these things, it becomes a little painful. Therefore, one has to become tolerant. Never mind. I will have to become free, just like to become cured for some disease, we agree to undergo surgical operation, although it is very painful. Tolerate. Similarly, we have to learn toleration, although there will be some pain. That is called titiksava. At the same time, you have to become karunika, taking compassion of the fallen souls, you have to go from country to country, town to town, city to city, village to village, to enlighten them, to become Krishna conscious. That is sadhu's duty. Those who are preachers, they are better sadhu than those who have gone to Himalaya. The sadhus who have gone to Himalaya for his personal benefit, that is also good. But those sadhus who are preaching and facing so many difficulties, so many opposing elements, they're better sadhu. They're better sadhu. They're fighting for Krishna's sake. So karunika, because they are more compassionate. One sadhu has gone to Himalaya, sitting there in a secluded place, not to be bothered by any asadhu. That is also nice, but that is personal interest. But those sadhus are not gone to Himalaya, but have left Vrindavan, easy life, and gone to fight to the world, they are better sadhu. That is the opinion of Krishna. Joy imam paramam guhyam mad bhakti suvidasati nachatasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyatittama. Those who are preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita, facing many opposing elements, many difficulties, Krishna says, nachatasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyatittama. Nobody is dearer than him. So, if you want to become very quickly under the recognition of Krishna, then every one of you become a preacher of Krishna consciousness. So such important movement we should take very seriously and try to spread it all worldwide. That will be the best service to the human society. Thank you very much.